Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jennifer Allen, guiding you to craft a more rested life, to align with nature's rhythms, and to honor your divine soul purpose. This is episode 39, and in this episode, I will guide you through a yoga nidra for spring practice. This is a perfect practice to follow episode 38, where I shared with you about the spring season from an Ayurvedic perspective and offered my top 6 tips for an easeful, restful, aligned springtime. So this practice, like I said, is going to be a yoga nidra practice. This is best done seated or reclined, probably not while driving or on the go. So this is more of a podcast episode you want to listen to when you are resting. So settle yourself in to a comfortable seat and let's begin the practice of yoga nidra. As we begin this yoga nidra journey, I'd like to acknowledge the ancient roots of yoga and yoga nidra and honor all of my teachers. I'd also like to honor the land that I'm resting on today and the land that you are resting on today. As you settle in to this practice, settle into a comfortable yoga nidra nest. Making any adjustments to honor the body so that you are supremely comfortable. Now I invite you to soften the gaze, then close down the eyes. Turning your attention inward. You are slowly surrendering to this time of rest. Now, spring is a time of awakening, of transformation. The extended sunlight, the wind and the rain, the potential inherent in all of the seeds. Spring is the perfect time to plant our own seeds, the seeds of our deepest desires, of our hopes and dreams. Springtime is the time of physical, emotional, and spiritual blossoming. In today's practice, we will pause, plant the seeds of our deeper desires, and rise up rejuvenated and inspired. So let's take a deep breath in together. And exhale out through the mouth with a soft sigh. Let's do that again, signaling to the body that it's time to relax. Inhaling. And exhale. Notice how you are supported by the earth in this moment. And let yourself surrender to that support of the earth. The earth can hold everything while you rest. As we begin, take another moment to create a circle of protection around yourself. This circle can be made of anything you'd like: grass, trees, flowers, soil. Let yourself settle into this circle of protection. Let yourself be held. Nothing is required of you. Simply to be here is enough, just as you are. Now bring your awareness to your heart center. Feel the breath softening the space of the heart. And let these words of Rosemary Traumer land softly upon your heart. Last summer's grass still stands in the field, dry and fringe-like. It shushes against my thighs as I walk. How is it still upright? After the weight of last year's snow, how has it not fallen, decayed? Though I can break the brittle stems in my fingers, it bends in the wind, more resilient than I can imagine. What inside me is dead, yet still standing? What old thoughts, their seeds long gone, are filling the fields of my imagination? The new grass already is emerging into spring, soft, deep green, unable to be bent or broken, its scent sweet and sharp. Let me find in me this freshness, this new growth, this willingness to push up through what is dead. Let me roll in it like a dog till I come up stained green, green thoughts, green words, green wonder, green learning what it is to be green. On this yoga nidra journey, I will be your guide. Know that you have the choice to follow my guidance. If you do not want to follow any instruction during this yoga nidra practice, you might find comfort in following your breath. And if you find yourself falling asleep, you can bring your attention back to my voice, or you can give yourself permission to sleep. There's nothing else to do. There's nowhere to be. Now's the time to surrender to the practice of radical rest. Held within this spring season, this season of inspiration, we put our attention now on our sankalpa, our deepest heartfelt desire. Our sankalpa is a seed full of possibility. In the practice of yoga nidra, we plant this seed of our soul's desire and water it to manifest new dreams and new beginnings. A sankalpa is a succinct statement condensed into a few words and expressed in the positive tense, such as, I am living in harmony with the season, or I embody joy. It's time for you to create or allow your sankalpa to rise up. You can sense your sankalpa rising up from the space of the heart. Welcome your intention with your whole body and repeat your intention 3 times. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head, breathing effortlessly with attention resting at the top of your head. Imagine that your breath is able to move into and out of the top of the head, and breathing in and breathing out. Your breath remains easy and light like a gentle spring breeze. Each breath feels like a refreshing energy flowing into and out of the top of the head. Now imagine your breath moving from the top of the head down throughout the entire body, rejuvenating the entire body as you breathe. We begin at the top of the head with an inhale, and exhale, we move the breath down through the whole body to the bottoms of the feet. The breath like a gentle breeze, inhaling. We move the breath all the way back to the top of the head. and exhale down to the bottoms of the feet. Continue like this a few more times, staying effortless. And now repeat this to the ankles. Take a deep breath in through the crown of the head, and as you exhale, let the breath come down to the ankles. Inhaling up to the top of the head, a gentle breeze. Up and down the body. And now to the knees. Inhale from the top of the head. And exhale the breath down to the knees. The breath like a gentle breeze. Each inhale, you move back to the top of the head. And exhale down to the knees. Now to the hips. Exhale, breath down to the hips. Inhale, breath up to the top of the head. A gentle breeze, effortlessly flowing from the top of the head down to the hips. And with your next exhale, down to the navel. Inhale back up to the top of the head. And exhale down to the navel. Effortless flow of breath. Gentle, rejuvenating breeze. And now as you exhale, come to the center of the heart. Inhale up to the top of the head. Exhale down to the center of the heart. A gentle breeze as you continue to breathe in and out through the nose. On your next exhale, come to the throat. Inhale back up to the top of the head. Exhale down to the throat. Feel that gentle breeze blowing as the breath pulses in and out. Next exhale, come to the center of the eyebrows. Inhale back up to the top of the head. And exhale down to the center of the eyebrows. Continue to breathe effortlessly in and out through the nose as the breath moves from the top of the head to the center of the eyebrows. Once again, center the breath at the top of the head and feel the whole body. Feel the whole body breathing, the whole body refreshed and bright. And in this state, this refreshing, relaxed, and vibrant state, imagine yourself standing in a cold, snowy meadow. You can hear the ice crunching under your feet. You see bright white surrounding you. And now all at once, every bit of snow melts. Let this picture in your mind's eye play out quickly, as if the camera was sped up. The snow melting all at once. You watch the disappearing snow and ice, and you see it replaced by green grass sprouting. See the lush green grass growing in all directions, welcoming this bright new energy of spring. You take a deep breath in and enjoy the spring morning air. You hear the soft hum of bees as they begin to buzz in the distance. A speck of bright blue violet catches your eye, so you go and kneel, and you find yourself face to face with a beautiful blossoming bluebell. You cradle this tiny flower blossom in your palms, and as if by magic, more bluebells burst forth from the earth. You are amazed by their delicate beauty and intoxicating scent. Now before you, a violet carpet blooms as far as the eye can see. This fills your heart with hopeful delight. Ahead in the meadow, you see a great barren oak tree. You walk to the ancient oak. Once by its side, you reach out and touch its thick trunk, and you lift your eyes to see its massive bare branches stretch overhead. And in one breath, thousands of new green leaves appear. You watch as the vibrant green leaves unfurl and fill the branches. You let your awareness expand as you gaze upon the expanding canopy of green. With a gaze upward, you feel the warm sunshine upon your face. Linger here with the sunshine on your face and the hand or hands on the tree. You decide to sit down at the base of the tree, settling your back into its massive trunk. You take a moment to observe all the glory of spring. This fills you with a deep sense of hopefulness. Rest in this hopeful energy for a few breaths. And in this open and receptive state, you can return to your intention, your sankalpa. Repeat this three more times, saying it silently or softly to yourself. Your words are seeds that you are planting in this fertile energy of spring. And now, it's time for you to return from this yoga nidra journey. You see yourself rise up, leaving the meadow, and slowly returning to present time and space. Return your awareness to the breath. Feel its familiar flow in and out of the body. Begin to make gentle movements with the fingers and toes and allow yourself to gently reawaken. As you linger here for a few more moments, acknowledge all that you have experienced on this journey. Noticing any feelings of hope or rejuvenation or possibility. And now eventually work your way back up to seated. Sitting up nice and tall. And place the hands gently in the lap. Know that as you go from this practice, the power and potential of your Sankalpa will continue to manifest out into the world. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. You are rested. You are restored. You are rejuvenated. You are ready. Thanks you guys so much for being here to rest into the energy of spring with the practice of Yoga Nidra. If you enjoy the practice of Yoga Nidra and want more of that in your life, I invite you to join me in the Easeful Yoga Collective. This is a yoga membership and on-demand yoga resource library. Each month, we move through the five koshas as we align, flow, explore, restore, and rest. Please go to the link in the show notes and get yourself on the wait list for open enrollment, which is happening in August 2024. Until next time, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you.